Well, Darren, Agnite was, from our perspective, just an incredible event. Kudos to your staff and all the people who worked on making that event happen. And I know the first question people always want to know is, do you have any idea how many people actually participated in Agnite?
Well, we do know how many people came through the door by virtue of the number of drink tickets we gave out as folks came in, and we had someone trying to click the number of folks to monitor our fire marshal restrictions, and it was over 5,000 people who came through over the course of the evening.
Wow, that is just incredible and fantastic. And when you look at who they were, the mix of people who were attending, do you feel like you got in the kinds of people you were looking for?
Yeah, there were really all types of people in the room, and I tried to get around to talk to folks and make sure everybody was having a good time, which they were. And just so many stakeholders of the food and ag industry to begin with, then some elected leaders, some delegates from all over the place. There were some foreign dignitaries there. So just really all shapes and sizes of people, many from the food and ag industry and many not. And that's really exactly what we wanted.
Well, when you look at you mentioned stakeholders, there were a lot of organizations, companies, ag groups that came together to make this thing happen. And that, I think, from our perspective, seemed to present a real united front for agriculture as an industry. And any comment you'd make about that?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you recognize that, and I think others recognize that too from some articles I've seen written about the event. It's the diversity of the food and ag system, and showcasing that diversity, even celebrating it. And I think we pulled it off, and not everybody sees issues the same way all the time, certainly in the ag industry or anywhere else, but for the purposes of coming together from different sides of the food and ag sector, we did come together as one and showed off our great industry and had a good time and were educational at the same way, and I thought it worked out well.
Well, any other thoughts that you have from the perspective of Minnesota AgriGrowth Council in particular, or in terms of the event, any, like things that might have stood out in your mind from a personal standpoint, having experienced that whole evening there?
Well, a couple of things. A journalist who was at the event pointed out to me that as she walked through the room, she thought that folks from the food and ag sector who were there mixing with high society or all types and all sizes from throughout the who were in town for the convention, she said there seemed to be a sense of pride that folks, whether they were a farmer, co-op member, or a member of a trade association or a business person from one of the companies, they just had a sense of pride of being part of this event and showing it off to those outsiders who came to see what Agnite was all about. And I think that hits the nail right on the head. And as to also measuring the success and the accomplishments of the event, I mean, certainly logistic-wise, it went off very well. No complaints from our end. And then in the weeks and even years to come, we'll continue to monitor how folks talk about the food and ag industry and maybe some of the things they started to learn about from our event. And so we'll continue to monitor that and see how the dividends pay off later. But for now, we'll chalk it up as a success.
Well, I know that a lot of work went into this event well ahead of it, and I know it was a kind of a short week with the holiday too, but is it safe to say that you've got a staff that's in recovery right now?
We worked so hard on this event, and for over a year we've been planning it, and all of us. It's hard to let go, actually. It's fun to kind of monitor some of the coverage by Googling Agnite or seeing even the posts and the things that Zimcom is putting up with the blog and these interviews and the photo galleries that are there. And it is hard to let go. There was so much work there, and the whole thing was torn down in 6 hours. We had to be out of that venue by 8 a.m. under contract. But it's amazing, even the 3 days of buildup to decorate it and all the rigging and all the preparations and staff have been there almost around the clock preparing, and it's safe to say you're not catching us in the office for a few days, but we feel good about it. I think the hard work paid off, and we're glad everybody had a good time.
Well, we certainly did. Cindy and I are very appreciative of the opportunity to participate and help get the word out about that. And I think we're nearing the end of getting the stuff posted. It was one we try to get it all done before we leave, but sometimes you just can't get all that done, especially that kind of time frame, you know?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on, and it was just 6 hours to be there, and I understand there was an internet glitch, so I think the service you guys provided us was outstanding, and I'm glad we worked it all out.
Well, I have to mention, because it was sort of the cap-off event, that the Styx concert was just great. I mean, the crowd just seemed to be enthralled and didn't move during that whole concert.
Yeah, that it coincided with. I mean, there's a reason we put them on at 11:30. The headliner act, and I think folks were still kind of trickling in from St. Paul and the convention, and then other folks who maybe were there since 8 were getting a little tired, but were curious enough to stay around for Styx, and so I think our crowd might have been in its largest at around 11 o'clock, and some folks, of course, had to head home shortly after. But yeah, Styx worked out well. They put on a good show, and I think it was as much the networking and talking to people in the industry as the entertainment. So,
absolutely.
But it all came together.
Well, great event, and again, thank you very much, Darren, and to all your staff for putting that on and having us up there. We look forward to finding out, and I guess time will just tell what kind of impact
we
have.
Time will tell. And let's stay in touch about future opportunities, but we appreciated all the work you did for us.
All right. Thank you very much,
Darren. Thank you very much, Darren.
Okay. Thanks again. Bye.